So the next presenter is Jeff, who will be giving us a routing update.
I will. Thank you. Good afternoon. I seem to do these at every routing SIG of giving you an idea of what's happening inside the BGP routing table. I've actually got three parts to this presentation today. One is a status report, and then I'm actually looking at some work based on a question that Vince Fuller asked me a few months ago that I found particularly interesting to try and answer, and then some further observations after that. So normally I use hourly snapshots that I pull from route views, but this time to get some of the data together, I actually used a complete dump of all of the BGP updates logged in AS1221. So I have to thank Stefan Millett of Telstra for actually giving me a copy of the entire BGP updates for AS1221 for 2005. My disk is now full, thank you. Usual picture. This is 2005, January through February, the BGP prefixes. And it might look like November and December were tailing off, but be assured that January and February of this year, you've come back again and routing is back on once more. What does that look like? Well, you can put a line across it and go, well, okay, the number of prefixes in the default free zone across last year rose from 150,000 to 175,000 prefixes in 12 months, approximately. So, life is still increasing the way it always was. The amount of address space is kind of interesting. 4.4 billion addresses in IPv4 if you actually try and use them all. We started at 1.36 billion addresses at the start of the year and finished at 1.5-ish. Those big jumps there, there's still two slash eights that appear and disappear like lighthouses. I'm like, it just amazes me still that there are slash eights that flap. But there are slash eights that flap, and there they are. So you can draw a line across the top of this, and what I've done is eliminated the slash 8, smoothed it out, and what you actually see is then pretty cleanly that the amount of address space rose from 1.36 to about 1.5 billion addresses. Some seasonal variation. Some of you took holidays over the Northern Hemisphere summer, and you were slightly below average, but when you got back to work in October, you decided to add more addresses into the network. So we appreciate that, and thank you. The total number of AS numbers, it's the same kind of curve. I'm like, again, here's the year. Very consistent. Unlike address space, AS number appearances on the net just keep on romping through. So the trend line is actually really spot on from 18,500 up to now 21,000. Somehow ASs are just remarkably consistent, unlike addresses or routing table entries. The ASs that keep on appearing just appear almost like clockwork. Quite strange. So the vital statistics, right? The prefix is up by 18%. Now, routes and more specifics. Are we getting better or worse at this whole business of actually only advertising the aggregate? And the answer is, well, no, no better and no worse. Because the number of basic route advertisements that, if you will, encompass new space rose by 18% to 85,000, 85,500. But the number of more specifics, predominantly slash 24s, but, a few others in the mix, also rose by about the same amount. So around 50% of the network is still more specifics and around 50% of basic route prefixes. The amount of prefixes rose by 18%. The amount of addresses only rose by 10%. So as you can figure it out from that, the granularity of advertisements getting smaller, not larger, again. So yes, lots of little advertisements because the address base is not growing as quickly. Number of AS numbers up by 14%. So what can I say? The average advertisement size is smaller. The address origination per AS is getting smaller. So ASs are moving down the food chain. Interestingly, the average AS path length, which I haven't shown you, is remarkably steady at 3.5 ASs. 14% more ASs, but the diameter of the network is constant. The density of interconnection is actually increasing. It's actually an interesting question whether this is uniform density increase, or whether there are black points where the amount of density is really increasing. In other words, are exchange points and similar of their ilk actually gaining strength, or is the bombing out of the long-distance transit fibre market causing interconnection to appear across longer spans? Some work is happening, I think, in Adelaide right now in a research group there around topology of the network, and I'd be keen to see if they're working on that because I think it's actually an interesting issue. Why? Because the denser the mesh, the more badly BGP behaves when it tries to converge. So trying to understand if the explosions are local or global is actually probably an interesting thing to understand. However, on the macro level, the network is getting denser, the advertisement granularity is getting smaller, more interconnections, more specifics. By contrast, this was V6. Similar graph, except you've got to look at the numbers. The number of prefixes rose from a phenomenal 700 to a phenomenal 868, I believe. Well done. Thank you. And more patchy. I'm like, and you can obviously see that people, you know, decided that summer was a bad time. When they got back to work in August, they mucked around with V6 and then got bored. That's August over there, and then, you know, after that they all went home again. More noisier. The advertised address span. This is weird. Two big spikes and everything going down. In other words, the blue line is actually decreasing each time. Why is that? Why is that? I took away the six bone. And now what you actually see, and this is this issue, that a slash 20 is much, 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 much bigger than a slash 32. So here are all the slash 32s. Blip, slash 20. In fact, I think it's a slash 21, that's a slash 20. So it's actually really hard to show you the growth in V6 address space, apart from saying two whacking great big allocations sort of happened that year and got advertised, and there are a few little ones, but you can't see them. So there's the six bone. You've now got precisely 4 months to quit, and so far some of you are quitting. Each jump down is a slash 24. So yes, the six bone is slowly being turned off. Here's that combined view now. I don't know if it's any clearer, but you know, that's the big picture. That's the bit that gets left after six bone, and that's the six bone slowly flying off. And without those two big allocations being advertised, that's what we actually had. You just can't see it. Someone's given me a laser pointer. So that's the bit without the big allocations. Advertised AS numbers, noisier. Probably because 500 to 600. So there are 600 of you playing in the V6 game, as far as I can see, some in six bone, some not. So what can I tell you about this? Prefixes up by 21%, roots by 15, more specifics by 51. Naughty, naughty, naughty. You're not meant to disaggregate in V6. Stop it. The amount of address space went up by a phenomenal 50%, but you saw it's because two allocations actually happened to be advertised and went straight up. And AS is up by 20%. The average advertisement size as a result of those two massive ones is getting enormously large, and origination per AS is getting large, but only because of those two factors. The path length I really can't give you much of a view on. It's just such a small network that you really can't see what the average AS path length is. And the interconnection degree, I just can't tell. So as far as I can see, this is a network that continues to go largely over overlays at the edges, and trends really aren't there yet. Part one. Part two, more interesting. If you were buying a router and you'd like it to live for 3 years inside your network doing what it's doing and it's trying to run in the default free zone, what spec would you tell the vendor to build to? You know, how many prefixes? How many prefix updates per second? Vince actually wanted me to answer two questions, V4 and V6, and I took the easy one out and did V4. I actually find it very hard to predict V6, as I told you before, because it's just such a small network, I really can't tell. But I'd actually like to try and have a shot at this answer in a V4 context. And for this, I'm actually taking a macro view. So I've taken the entire set of update and withdrawals from AS1221 for 2005. Now, because you're inside a relatively busy network, there's a whole bunch of local updates also happening from inside the network. So I've basically tried to filter out everything that I don't think came from the default free zone. So smacked out a whole bunch of updates from there. And what I'm trying to do is to see if I can relate the number of updates and withdrawals against the number of entries in the RIB. And at the same time, I'm also looking at the CPU load records from that router that was supplying all the updates. And again, try and see if there's a relationship between the amount of CPU that's being used in that router on some kind of granularity against the table size. Now, if that's the case, if you can do a table size predictive model and you know the relative number of updates and withdrawals in CPU, you have a vague idea of how big the thing should possibly be somewhere in 3 to 5 years' time. So that's the methodology here of trying to answer that question. Updates per day for the year in millions. The fault-free zone. So I filtered out a fair few. At the start of the year, somewhere around 300,000 updates per second, updates, BGP update messages were being caught at the router. By the end of the year, it was slightly under 600,000. That's big. That's an enormous amount of updates. Notice also that this is not uniform. Now, the law of very, very big numbers says that if each of you contribute a little, and there are 21,000 ASs, that line should be smooth. So the law of large numbers isn't working. The variation on that number is so big, up to 50%, that I suspect that each of you aren't contributing a little. And that's what I want to talk about a bit later. So, yes, notice that astonishing variation. That is not nice. Number of prefixes per update message. How efficient are we at packing prefixes into single updates? Getting worse. In other words, the update is getting closer and closer to describing just one prefix, not a bulk of them. In other words, the network, in terms of the routing policy granularity and updates, is decreasing. Sorry, increasing. Granularity is getting smaller. And again, the number of prefixes per update vary a lot. Some folk are doing very strange things. I'm trying to understand that. So, number of update messages per day, unfortunately, is close to doubled. And as I said, it's really highly variable, and it shouldn't be. Number of prefixes per update message is falling. And I'm just wondering if this is actually due to this increasing use of ASs to do multi-homing at the edge. That I'm actually seeing what used to be an ISP with 50 prefixes, now an AS with 20, and a whole bunch of ASs underneath it that actually is starting to multi-home. But for some reason or other, you know, the number of prefixes per update is falling. And now I'm trying to actually understand, it seems to be that the update rate is increasing faster than the table rate. That update rate was almost double. So in other words, the number of updates happening in the network is increasing faster than the table size. Is there some kind of multiplicative factor going on? Or there's something else here. There's some kind of instability that seems to be getting larger, even larger than the routing table itself. This is not good news. So now, maybe if I stop looking at update messages and actually start looking at individual prefixes. How many prefixes change per day? And what's their trends? So what I've done now, instead of looking at update messages, I'm actually looking at prefixes. These are updates, those are withdrawals in millions. So the withdrawals, 200,000 going up to 300,000 in a day. Huge number of withdrawals. The updates of prefixes is even noisier. This is weird. I can put a trend line on the prefix update rates, and, you know, yes, it has increased. Around 800,000 update prefix messages. You know, the prefixes that actually got updated each day by the end of the year. Withdrawal rates, you can actually start to see that is an exponential line. And even though it's noisy, there's clearly an exponential growth factor in the withdrawal rates. So, high variability and approximately exponential, but at different rates. The updates are growing faster than the withdrawals. So now, can I relate that to the size of the network, the actual number of entries in the network itself? So that's the default free zone across the year. That's 100,000, that's 170,000. And you can see pretty clearly there that that's not linear now. It really is a bend going on there. I've smoothed it out, and I've done a first order differential. The default free zone in terms of number of entries in the rib is growing faster than linear and is actually growing order n squared. So if I look at it as an order 2 polynomial, how many rib entries in 3 to 5 years, Vince? Well, somewhere between 275,000 in 3 years and 375,000 in 5 years would be a prediction. My guess of the confidence interval is about 20%, so it's not that confident. But that fit isn't bad. So that appears to be, if you're looking at a 3 to 5 year, that appears to be the kind of metric you're looking at. Now, I've done the next thing, which is for each rib entry, 100,000, whatever, how many updates per rib entry over the year? If that was linear, then that would be growing at the same rate as the table itself. If it's more than linear, then the number of prefixes being altered each day is growing faster than the table size. And this is the number of withdrawals per rib entry. Isn't that weird? One withdrawal per rib entry. On average, every day, the entire table is withdrawn. Or there are a very small number of prefixes that are doing an awful lot of work. Withdraw, update. But that's one. Every single entry is updated three times every day, or there's a small number of prefixes that are, you know, pushing up an awful lot of iron very quickly. And that's growing very fast. And again, very noisy. So I can answer you at least at a gross level here, Vince, as to what I think is going to happen on the withdrawal and update rate. Inside 3 years, you're going to have to cope with around 1.7 million prefixes being changed every day. And by 5 years, that will grow up to, you know, around 3 million, which is, you know, a minor amount. And the withdrawal rate, similarly, should be around 1.5 million withdrawals per day, which should keep your routers busy. How fast will your router have to spin? Again, same kind of technique. I got from Steph the actual 5-minute and 1-minute CPU loads. And across the year, the router in question had a brain transplant twice. And this is, you know, some super duper whiz-bang router. What is it? A PRB2? PRP2. That's a PRP2. Isn't it cool? So what I tried to do was normalize that and make everything a PRP2. So what I actually got here was this. This is what happened across the year. That the 1-minute load rate on the PRP2 increased by that rate and just pushed it up per rib entry. So this is growing faster than the rib. So again, what it appears to be that when I push that forward, if I'm doing a unit of one by the end of this year, by the end of 5 years, I'll need four times that amount of processing power to cope with that load, appears to be the projection. So here's my first sort of set of answers here, that today at 176,000 prefixes, 700,000 update rates per day, withdrawals at 400,000, you probably need around a quarter of a gig of memory, and you're probably going to use, to be on the safe side, 30% of a 1.5 gig processor. 3 years' time, 275,000 prefixes, just under three times the update rate, 1.7, almost a million withdrawals. Probably going to need double the memory, and you're probably going to consume 75% of that processor. And in 5 years, you'll need a new processor, absolutely, about 120%. Seems awful low, actually. And I think it is low, because you really are talking about trying to cope with peaks. Convergence is about speed rather than reliability in some sense. You've got to get there faster. So it's per second peak rates, not average loads, that actually really is the problem. And they also assume that BGP isn't going to change. And certainly there's been more than enough words around over the last year or two that we need to do something around securing BGP. If you think you need to be able to do that inside 5 years' time, then you may want to think about what exactly are the factors here in the router you're going to buy in terms of security-related protocols. Are we doing IPsec in our peering or something similar? What happens in security-related payroll factors, incremental workload, and so on? So I would actually say that if I was going to spec one out, I'd at least want 500,000 entries in the rib, no sweat. And that means, depending on the number of peering sessions, I'm going to need an awful lot of adjacency rib space. If I was going to be conservative and say, well, if I do this, then I think I'm okay. It's about 6 million prefix updates per day. And I would like the peak update rate to be 100 times the average per day. I think I need at least a 2 gig route processor memory and probably a 5 gig processor for route processing. And then I'm able to look at what security needs in above that. What was a Cray 1? I think a Cray 1 was less than that, wasn't it? Yeah, cool. How good is that number? What's going on here? I think I've got a couple more seconds. Is this uniform? I don't think so. I don't think all of you are behaving so well as that. Or is this skewed? And if so, how skewed? 289,000 prefixes were actually announced that were different. Now, the table is only 179,000 prefixes. So there are actually 127,000 prefixes that appeared for some period and aren't there anymore. So people are leaking, and then they pull it back. But there's been an awful lot of leaking. The number of prefixes that had no updates at all for a year, congratulations, were 12,640. Well done, gold star and a tick, elephant stamp. And everyone else doesn't. They did some kind of update. This is a cumulative histogram of what's going on. 50% of the prefixes contributed less than 10% of the updates. 60% of the prefixes contributed less than 20%. 80% of the prefixes contributed just on 20%. So the top 20% of the prefixes were pretty bad, and the top 1% contributed 15% of the update load. Okay, let's name them. So if you see yourself on this list, you're on this list for one of two reasons. One, you're multi-homing and you don't know how. Because somehow you managed 158,000 prefixes for the year, of which 20,000 were actually just flips in the first hop AS, the next hop. And of course, you flapped like crazy. All of these folk flapped. Some of them also rehomed as well. So have a look there. You may be there. You may wonder why you're there. If you're there and you wonder why you're there, go to the tutorials. Let's have a look at these people, because some of them are systematic and some of them are just nighttime stuff-ups. Systematic, Hong Kong SuperNet. This is a prefix that was actually active with draw update. The green is the flap. The red is an attribute change. So for a period of at least 4 months, this one prefix managed to generate around 1,500 update messages per day for one prefix, most of which will withdraw, announce, withdraw, announce, withdraw, announce. Precisely what information that added or subtracted from the routing table beats me with a stick. Somehow they got a clue in September. Well done. Here's another one. This is from iCare.com in Hong Kong. This is traffic engineering. This is just straight traffic engineering. This is Hong Kong SuperNet again. They have four upstreams, and they're moving prefixes around. This is one in Turkey. Someone out there in vendor land sold them something in June that they shouldn't have bought. Because this is systematic, sustained, 500 updates a second, and predominantly first, it's moving across multiple upstreams. This one is an interesting case. Here's another one from Turkey. They went and bought even more of it at the end of September and did even better with it. Why is this? Again, here's another one, Amphibian Media. I think they're related to Internap, the folk who do inbound route traffic engineering. And here is another one, Merit. Surely they should know better. I looked for this network a couple of days ago and it's gone. You know, they must have seen it flapping and sent it off into routing hell, because 207.25.155, I couldn't see a week or so ago. Phenomenal amount of updates from folk like Merit. And here's the last one again. Oh, it's the friends from Turkey. They really did buy something in June. I think they tested it in April and really turned it on in June. It just shouldn't have happened any other way. Vera Center in the US, and number 10, again a US one, I think they're internet related. Systematic, absolutely systematic. So this is no accident. Is it prefixes or is it autonomous systems? Look at that curve. This is the autonomous system one. Go back by 10, look at this one. So while there might be a small number of prefixes creating all these updates, there's a tiny number of autonomous system numbers generating all these updates. The top 1% here, the top 2%, the top 3%, 3% of the autonomous system numbers generated half of the updates. Thank you very much. Well done. Here's another way of looking at it. These red is the actual number of updates. The green is just the top 50 ASs. So the top 50 ASs do half the updates. 50 people cause your router to have a problem. 50 people cause BGP to have a problem. So let's name them. Here's the first one, AS9121. We met them before, the folk who bought this wonderful thing in June. 206,000 rehomes inside effectively 6 months. If they'd been running it for the year, they would have been off the planet as number one. They're just now mildly on top. And so on. You can see there's an awful lot of multi-homing in 9121, 702, 17557, and 721. 721 probably should know better. And an awful lot of flaps on all of them. Here's the signature for our friends in Turkey of the total number of prefixes they originate. And yes, they actually tried it in February, liked what they saw, I think they really bought it in April, turned it on hard in June, took a holiday over August, came back to work, and then something blew up in December. This is bad stuff. I actually had a look at them. They seem to have six upstreams. And my guess is that they're using a tool like OER and they're doing more specific juggling to try and get their incoming traffic evenly balanced. And my suspicion is that they could stop all this if they bought more bandwidth. Because what's going on, as far as I can see, and you can look them up in BGP Play and have fun with these guys, but you will find that the routes flip across all six at 4 a.m. Now, I know that these are probably hardworking ISPs, but I don't think anyone's up there at 4 a.m. doing massive config changes, you know, as fast as they can type. There is some automated system inside this particular AS that's doing bad things globally. So, you know, more tutorials and a word of caution to the vendor. You shouldn't have sold it to them, whatever you sold it to. Whatever you bought, sell them. The next one, Career Internet Exchange, number two. This is not traffic engineering. This is something like med oscillation or some other pathological condition that lasted for a while, caught it and fixed it. MCI Europe, traffic engineering. Pakistan Telecom, a combination of the two, I can't tell. These enormous spikes are weird, but there's also a background of activity. So that's probably harder to actually put a signature on. Oh, Hong Kong Supernet, our friends. Whatever it was stopped in September, and we're all very grateful. TPG here in Australia, again, you know, they're number six on the list. Really high spikes intermittently. Can't figure it out yet. 9121, that's our friends in the US military. Something must have happened in June. Somewhere. That required a huge amount of updates in BGP. Hong Kong Supernet has two ASs, and here's the second one. So they just keep on having more fun than you can imagine. And DACOM in Korea. And last but not least, KR, Korea National Computerization Agency. Those are individual problems that just actually happened over a few days. So what are we seeing? We're not seeing a level of uniformity in update rates that my answer to Vince was any good at all. I'm actually only looking at 100 ASs, I believe. And I'm looking at 100 ASs whose behaviour pattern is pathologically bad. And they contribute the overwhelming bulk of updates now and have done for at least a year. And I suspect there's two reasons. One, there's a whole bunch of automated inbound traffic engineering software that does route prefix juggling, that is stuffing up the entire network with millions of updates and withdrawals. Literally millions, in fact hundreds of millions. That sustained, consistent update rate is killing us. So if you really want to do inbound traffic engineering, consider buying more bandwidth instead. The rest of us will thank you. Because I don't think the routing system can withstand that kind of abuse. And secondly, there's something more than med oscillation. When you look at med oscillation, as far as I can tell, you should never see a withdrawal. It just simply flicks. Whereas what I'm seeing in these unstable ones that burst for 24 hours up to 48 hours is actually a massive number of withdrawals associated with moving around with the prefix. So we do have isolated incidents of up to a week of just unstable configurations that somehow are just causing massive load rates. So as I said, the overwhelming number of updates are being generated by an underwhelming number of sources. The uncertainty in the trend models I just gave you is actually extremely high. And that means that if you really want me to give you an answer, Vince, on what you need to buy in 3 to 5 years, my answer is I don't have a clue. Thank you.
Randy Bush, IJ. Jeff, two things. Why did you throw out the internal route fluctuations when the router is going to have to handle them?
Oh, this was the question as distinct from the investigation. The question was actually asked if I was buying a, you know, a default free zone router. And when I start factoring in AS1221, how do I sort of know that that's a
typical
kind of pattern? So I actually thought the way to do this, and AS1221 doesn't have an awful lot of upstreams. So if you look at its topology, it's actually got a couple of domestic peers, and you also see just one upstream. So I'm kind of looking truly at a default-free zone single path, And that seemed to be a good baseline to take for these measurements. So it was, I suppose,
so
I did
this
that
is
to
what
answer
I
the question.
This is what I will need if I have a single router in the default free zone that doesn't connect anything else.
So you should buy more.
I'm the null ISP.
So I'm talking about the floor, not the ceiling, yes.
Right, and let's realize, of course, Vince doesn't want to know what router he should buy, it's what router he should sell, since Vince is now a vendor. The other thing is those slash eights you saw flapping that you don't understand. I gave a lightning talk at the end of the last NANOG for Nick Feimster, where we discover that there are a number of slash eights being used by spammers. They announce the slash eight. They hit you with spam from the dark space in it, from the unused space in it, and withdraw the slash eight. And that's those flapping slash eights.
Thank you. We should name them. I'm not sure it'll do any good because they are actually stolen. Oh, okay, you named them in your talk.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they're stolen. In other words, they cover existing allocateds. And
right. They cover some sparse allocations, and what they're doing is they're using it for agile spam generation. So they announce the slash eight, and they go ping, 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 withdraw.
Interesting. Thank you.
Any other questions for Jeff? If not, we should move on. We're a little bit behind in time. So thanks very much, Jeff.